Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation. Hey y'all, welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What up?
We have a spectacular show for you today. Did you know that Gabrielle Union was 28 when she played a 17-year-old in Bring It On?
What?
Yeah, we'll talk about that and some more celebrities who can play way younger than they actually are, like yours truly. Y'all know I look young.
Oh, don't forget me, girl.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, you too. And we have another sexy edition of Identify the Body coming up later. But first, Karlie Kloss just proved that supermodels also get put in the friend zone.
Oh. Yep. Ooh. So she recently did an interview, and the 6'1" Victoria's Secret supermodel said that in the 8th grade, she got friend zoned by a boy that she had a major crush on.
Aww.
Here's what she said. She said, I couldn't pay a boy to date me. I poured my heart out to him at one point and said, I love you. Please, will you date me? And he was like, okay, Karlie, I love you, but you're a friend. And I was like, okay, yeah. He crushed my heart, but that was in the 8th grade.
Aww. I know he regrets that.
But here's the thing, like, everybody ain't fly in the 8th grade. Like,
true. Yeah,
everybody right. Go through that ugly period
yes.
where, like, you know, they couldn't get nobody to give them anything.
Yeah, 8th grade, how old are you? Like, what age?
Like 11 13. Or 12. Oh. Well, I was 14.
Woo. Oh, yeah, because you fail.
Yeah, that's
age. Damn, man.
Oh, thanks. Take about 3 times.
Well, Karlie managed to stay best friends with the boy, even though he rejected her in middle school. And years later, she went to the senior prom with him. So
that's nice.
They rebounded nicely.
Yeah, now that's definitely revenge, honey, because she showed up, honey, looking like a supermodel, honey, in a Dior gown.
Ooh. And he didn't grow anymore.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I don't know if they would have been a good couple anyway because she is so much taller than him.
Yeah, that's what it is. Tall girls had it bad in high school.
Right.
Yeah, I had a tall friend and guys didn't like her.
They called them giraffes.
Just
she was tall.
They did.
Yeah. Big stuff.
Yeah, but I bet they love her now though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, they want them long legs wrapped around them, baby.
I got friends on by Portia. I met Portia on a video shoot. You remember that video that you was in?
I
was
John. I like them girls.
Right.
Yes.
And I friends on
absolutely. You blew me off or whatever, but look at me now.
Oh, please.
Right.
Yeah.
So John Cena, to look at him now, you would think he'd be high maintenance, but when it comes to grooming, he says he is definitely high maintenance. In fact, John says he takes grooming and manscaping so seriously that he dedicates 30 minutes to an hour every day.
What?
Dang, no way.
That's a lot of self-maintenance.
Yes, no way.
Yeah. Well, how long does it take you to get ready?
What? 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You need a little longer, baby. Let me tell you what John said. John said, I'm completely manscaped from head to toe, from the ears down. So that takes a bit of time. I'm consistently trying to stay up on fine lines in my skin and that stuff. So I'm a lot more grooming-centric than you would realize. My routine is a lot more than you would think. I'd say it's a strong 7.5 out of 10.
No,
I think he's trying to tell us something with that 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Is he talking inches or feet?
I mean, but look at, he's a wrestler. Like, how many hairy wrestlers do you see walking around here?
But, you know, I'll take clippers and, you know, bring everything down to a decent level.
Okay.
But just shaving and Brazilian waxing myself. I no.
See, like, in the summertime, like, I'll shave my chest hair in the shape of the shirts I'm wearing. So if I'm wearing, like, a V-neck, I'll
be
that
top on. Right.
All right, you guys, it's time for...
What the fashion?
Now, all right, y'all, you know how much I just love a distressed jean, right? Don't y'all know about that?
We know, child.
Well, baby, these tennis shoes, honey, I'm about to show you are the next level, Ricky.
Ooh.
The next level. Neiman Marcus is selling these luxury designer Maison Margiela's.
All right,
it's
now.
It's called Future Destroyed High-top sneakers for only $1,425.
Child, they better walk me to work.
All right, man.
No.
What is going on?
No.
I don't think nobody gonna buy those.
Who designed these?
Those shoes
Kanye West?
Miss Nacy on Margiela.
Those shoes look like a fever dream.
I mean, 1425, 1,425, that is very expensive.
Okay, but the only reason why you're wearing them because they're 1425, but, I mean, come on, Gary, that's the only reason why you're wearing them because those are not...
That is a Maison Margiela.
It don't matter.
I would actually pay $14.25 for those.
I wouldn't even. I wouldn't even.
No, baby, I would, because first of all, honey, your feet are made for walking. You need to have your feet, make sure your feet are taken care of.
But the problem is, nobody's going to know that these are Maison Margiela. Nobody's going to know what the hell you got on.
They're going to know, honey, when I sit down and kick my leg up and cross my leg, you're going to know that was a Maison Margiela.
No, that's horrible.
And it's made from the best leather.
Yeah, we can make that for you, honey.
Mm-hmm. Me and my dog can make that happen.
All right, moving on. Now, y'all know I look so much younger than I really am, don't y'all?
I guess.
Well, baby, honey, there's a few other stars out there who have a baby face, too. Let's talk about baby face celebs. All right, now. How old, y'all, do you think, honey, Miss Rachel McAdams was, y'all, when she played a teen in Mean Girls?
Like, she literally looked 16. I mean, when you compare the teenagers nowadays or whatever, because they look grown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she looks,
you
know?
It's reversed.
Well, it was adjusted for age inflation.
Right.
Right.
Well, anyway, honey, well, baby, honey, Miss Rachel McAdams was 26 years old when she played a 17-year-old Regina George.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wow. Yeah,
for her jeans.
Yeah, she must be right. Well, y'all remember That's So Raven, right?
Yeah, honey, Miss Raven Simone.
Yes, honey, Raven Simone was 18 at the time she started filming, but she was actually playing a 14-year-old.
What?
Yeah, man.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm. Like, get, don't crack.
Get that coin.
Yes.
Well, that's nothing. Gabrielle Union played a 17-year-old in Bring It On. Guess how old she was in real life?
Oh.
28 years old.
Really?
Wow. 28 at this age? Looking
on
like
Bring
this.
It On?
Yep, Black Don't Crack for real.
That's crazy. Well, you know, now she's like 40-something and she looks like she's 20-something.
Yeah. Right.
She still it looks amazing.
Yeah, she definitely looks about 26.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can even outdo that one, Head Crack.
What you got?
Bianca Lawson was 32 years old when she started playing Maya on Pretty Little Liars.
And how old was she supposed to be on that show?
Well, she was supposed to be like 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. She literally looks half her age.
32, 16?
Yeah, that's a big difference.
It is.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, like, sometimes the stars don't really look young. They just make everyone old. Now, the best example of this is the movie Grease. Classic movie. Now, they were all playing high school students, but John Travolta was actually 23. Olivia Newton-John was 28, and Stockard Channing, who played Rizzo, she was 33.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I never knew that.
In my head, though, I always felt Rizzo looked, like, older than everybody. I just thought she was, like, a slow senior, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Hollywood just do a lot. You know, sometimes they do too much, you know, because when I found out they had Morgan Freeman playing Eazy-E in N.W.A., I was like... It's too much. But I heard it got cut.
Shut up.
Well, y'all, since we're on the topic of baby faces, I'm feeling it's time for a dish debate.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Okay, here's the topic. What is the best use of the word baby in pop culture of all time? Go.
I got it.
What is it?
Ashanti. Baby.
Oh, hell. Yeah. Who else?
Ain't nothing but a G thing.
Baby.
Baby love.
Murder Inc.
Baby love.
Yeah.
Or Brandy. Baby.
Yeah, that's
Brandy with
that
all
sound
the...
like James Brown. Baby.
Always be my baby. Do, do, do.
Who is
y'all
that?
Y'all act like y'all don't know Mariah.
Haters.
What about when you say baby?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, Gary keeping it in rotation.
I know, right?
What about ooh, baby. Mm,
baby.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
What about baby got back?
Yeah.
I like big butts and again, not lie.
Hey, you other girls can't deny.
Are we going to give Vanilla Ice his props?
You gotta give it to him.
You have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all, we need to all decide which one is the best one. What y'all think?
I'm sticking with Ashanti.
I'm sticking with Snoop.
And I'm sticking with Miss Ross Baby Love.
Yeah, I would have to say Snoop Dogg.
I'm going to have to give it to the home team. Baby.
Yes, baby. Yeah, I have to say, if I saw Baby written with a lot of A's, I'm definitely hearing it in Gary's voice.
Yes.
You got
baby.
It, Gary.
Baby.
You better be pop culture.
Yes, baby.
All right, so don't go away. After the break, it's all about the money. How stars spent their first big paycheck coming up after the break. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Scandal is heading into its final season.
Yeah.
You guys sad?
I am sad.
Well, you know, I'm sure Kerry Washington is sad about that whole situation because the Scandal checks are about to stop. Mm. But she's going to be just fine because in a recent interview, she was asked on what it was like when she first started making money. She says it was for the movie Save the Last Dance, and they were giving her a per diem. And she said, "This is so Bronx girl of me. I couldn't believe someone was handing me cash, and I literally used it to hide under my mattress the whole movie. And at the end of it, I used all the cash from the 3 months and bought my first laptop."
Oh, wow. She was good with her new money. Yeah.
So based off of what she said, we thought it would be kind of a dope idea to see what other stars did with their first checks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know that Jennifer Lopez got her start on A Living Color. She was dancing in the background. She was a fly girl. Now, when asked about her first purchase, she said, "I was driving a Honda hatchback that Keenan Ivory Wayans had given me when I moved out there when I was a fly girl. And I had been driving it to every audition. And when I got, I think it was a regular series, I bought a car, a Mercedes."
Oh,
she
wow.
Sure did.
And I bet she still drives a Mercedes. If you've ever owned one, you probably still own one now. They're a good car.
Wow. But I'm glad she shed a little light on something, honey. Keenan Wines gave her a car.
Oh, he probably just as a nice gesture.
Now, I'm sure it was, but them other high girls.
It was probably a nice gesture that came with that.
That's another old school smash alert.
LL Cool J, when he got his first advance as a teenager, he said, "Listen, I ain't never seen as many zeros before in my life." He got $50,000, so he bought his mom a Mercury Cougar and got himself some gold chains and, of course, plenty of Kangos.
Yep, and see, you know what? Those gold chains were a good investment. That was his prop. That was his signature look.
All of those
the gold chains and the Kangos.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure those chains are green now.
Well, let's talk about Aretha Franklin.
Oh,
like, if you
queen.
Look at it now, you what think the first thing she bought was food. But no, it was a different thing back then. back when she... She said when she was a kid, she always wanted a mink and a chinchilla coat. So when she got famous and finally had the finances to afford one, she bought one of each.
You're damn right, because every time you see her, she in one.
She in a mink or a chinchilla, baby.
Yes. She the same one or she had the same one?
Probably not the same one.
You know, all folks don't let nothing go.
At all.
Smells like mothballs and everything.
So, Rick, so when you, like, first got your first gig was at a shoe store, right? Or was it Chuck E.
Cheese? Yeah, no, no. Entertainment, I did HBO's Def Comedy Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my first check, and after a couple of shows, I bought me a 280 ZX.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How long did you keep it?
I had it was T-Tops. I had it for a while. Probably had it for about 4
T-tops.
Years.
T-Tops, all right? Remember that?
Oh, we telling our age. What about you, Gary?
Hell, I'm still waiting on my first big check.
You are such a liar.
I've only worked fast food, so we didn't get big checks then. And in radio, you don't get no big check. They don't give you no bonus.
Well, when you made your first real check.
What's this, Gary?
You ain't got no big check life.
I'm still waiting, Jesus.
Well, all right, y'all. Before we head to break, we need to take a moment to celebrate an important moment in history. On this day, August 28th, 54 years ago, in 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. made the greatest speech in civil rights history.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
It still sounds amazing.
That is awesome.
Well, Martin delivered the speech to over 250,000 people from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and the iconic words, "I have a dream," almost never happened. So while giving the speech, gospel singer Mahalia Jackson, who was off to the side, shouted, "Tell him about the dream, Martin!" And that prompted Martin to go off script, and the rest is history.
Wow. So the greatest speech of all time was kind of like a freestyle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Go off the dome, Martin.
I thought it was written.
All right. All right, y'all. Don't go anywhere because next time we got a story about rats and cats living together in perfect harmony.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to
to Dish Nation. All right, everybody knows that sex sells, right? Yes. Which is why love scenes in movies are big business in Hollywood. So actress Sanaa Lathan, who is appearing in big-budget blockbuster American Assassin next month, was recently asked what her favorite love scene in a movie is, and here's what she had to say. You know, this is not a love scene. This is a sex scene. The postman always rings twice with Jack Nicholson and Jessica Lange. When he comes in and they're, like, in the kitchen and she's, like, standing up, it's hot. Okay, so anyway, y'all, what's your favorite love scene in a movie?
You know, it's kind of similar to the postman rings twice because it wasn't, like, super hardcore or nothing, but Do the Right Thing. When Spike Lee and Rosie Perez was doing that thing with the ice cube.
Yeah.
You know, pay attention to the left nipple. Pay attention to the right nipple. That was, like, hood sexy.
I like the sex scene in the dorm on school day when he had that tall chocolate chick with the natural. It was just sexy. Mm. It was sweaty and hot dorm sex. Mm-hmm. Probably dorm sex is probably the best.
I never had dorm sex.
What? You didn't go to college for it?
No, I went online. Computer love.
Well, there you go.
I'm going to have to say Blair Underwood and Jada from Set It Off. Oh, my God.
You don't think any of them, in any love scene, it was going down for real?
Yes. Halle Berry. Halle Berry. Monsters Ball.
I think they
so
was
y'all really
doing
think
it.
They was like...
Yes. They was like, doing it. They were No, they weren't. It'd be a room full of people in there. They ain't just gonna be.
And she won an Oscar after that, so that proved she was really
good. That wasn't real. She was a great actress.
It's like the scene in Pulp Fiction with Marsalis Wallace in the Gimp. I felt like that was real, too.
Yeah, that was pretty hardcore, wasn't it?
It really was.
That one actually messed me up for a while. He was like, and he had to get saved by Bruce Willis.
Now, they say y'all the number one enemy for a mouse y'all is a cat. So imagine my joy when I saw this story of cats and rats who are the best of friends.
Aww.
That's right, y'all. Now, the owners of the Brooklyn Cat Cafe in New York have enlisted the help of rats to care for their kittens.
You sure that mouse isn't trying to eat that cat?
Here's the thing. The rats are so damn big in Brooklyn, cats have no choice.
Right.
But to be their friends.
Like team up.
You bet. I got some homeboys that's rats in New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't know why, but that is strangely the cutest thing that I've ever seen.
It was nice,
but it wasn't nothing cute about that.
Well,
I never thought I would see
along
a rat lick a cat.
Well,
rats lick cats all the time.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Baby. Rat. But anyway.
Dish nasty. Don't give us no cat stories. We can't even make it with a cat.
Just don't do it.
All right, coming up, can you guess whose body this is? Now, we have a sexy game of Identify the Body Story. Me.
Oh, I thought you said sexy.
Coming up after the break, stay tuned.
All right, so there's just enough time to play a game. The sun is out, the summer is here, meaning the rich and famous like to show us some skin, so it's time to play
Identify the body.
The rules are plain and simple. We're going to show you the body of a celebrity whose face we have concealed with Gary's, and you got to guess who the celebrity is. Now, first up, we have this guy. Now, he's most known for being on The Young and the Restless. He has his own fashion line called Baby Girl. Go ahead, Portia.
Shamar Moore.
That is correct.
I knew it. I'm about to win every single one of these.
Body freak.
All right, now next up, this person recently won a restraining order against the father of her child. Good friends. Go ahead, Portia.
That is Blac Chyna.
That is correct.
Well, hell, she didn't give us a chance.
All right, next up, Reader's Digest. That's gonna be Gary.
No, what was the question?
I got it. That is 50 Cent, baby. His sexy ass.
That is correct.
Look, my thing don't hit right.
You need a lot of joint.
Gary's face is really throwing me off.
Okay, okay.
Whoever edited Gary's face
did a great job.
They did.
All right, next up, this person is born in the Bronx, often referred to the queen of hip hop soul.
That's me.
Gary.
Mary J. Blige.
Correct.
If y'all can't play this game with Gary face on everything, I can't do it.
Portia won. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I would like to thank everyone.
I mean
the head bodyologist, nothing but the baddest over here, recognizes bad bodies. So thank you, everybody.
Are you serious? Right? Are you kidding me right now?
Yes. Yes.
She wants it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woodrow provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.